The Ampelopsis and the Rainbow. Plantain weeds growing on the site of a castle have borne fruit, and red clovers have withered and turned dark brown. Millets in the field have been harvested.
"They've harvested millets!"
The rats popped their head out of the hole and pulled it into the nest in a hurry. The site was surrounded by a moat, and its cliff was covered with Japanese pampas grass, which was quivering in the wind. And the thicket was on the low square-shaped hill in the middle of the site, where an ampelopsis, or porcelain berry, bore its rainbow-coloured fruit, which had ripened. Due to a sun shower, dewdrops on the grass were sparkling, and the mountains over there got dark. But after the shower had gone, dewdrops on the grass were more sparkling, and the mountains had turned bright and glittering. From there, a flock of butcher birds flew scattering, and perched together on the silver ears of Japanese pampas grass. The ampelopsis was moved so much by the scene that she gave a deep sigh and dripped dewdrops from the leaves. A chilly wind blew over the grey mountains in the east, and a huge rainbow arched over them like a dream bridge. The sap in the ampelopsis pulsated fast. She had seriously wished to talk with the beautiful rainbow. She wanted to tell him how strong and how heart-rending her thoughts about him were. If she could only do so, she wouldn't care about falling asleep during the bright, white, but cold winter, and being dead forever.
"Mr. Rainbow, have a look at me," she cried with a hoarse voice.
Her voice was usually clear, but it seemed to lose clearness because she was tense. The kind rainbow looked down at the ampelopsis.
"Miss Ampelopsis, what can I do for you?"
she said to him joyfully.
"I'd like to give my highest respect to you."
The rainbow, giving a deep sigh, and said to the ampelopsis,
"It's me that must give my highest respect to you.
What makes you so sad?"
"Soon I'll be dead."
"Why do you say such a thing? You're still young. Besides, we have 2 months before winter comes."
"My life is not so important anymore. I don't mind being dead 100 times as long as you are going to be more splendid."
"It's you that are splendid, because you'll never disappear like me. I'm a powerless existence. My life lasts only 10 minutes or 15 minutes, sometimes only 3 seconds. On the contrary, your beauty will never disappear."
"No, I'll also disappear. I'll be thrown away by the autumn wind and be covered with snow to be rotten among the dead grass in winter."
The rainbow smiled at the ampelopsis.
"There's nothing in this world that can remain as they are forever. Look at the sky over there. It is now blue, like malachite, but when the sun starts sinking beyond the mountains, it will be yellow and silver in the twilight, and it will turn the night sky with the twinkling stars. At that time, where will I be? Where will I be born again? The beautiful hills and fields under me are changing bit by bit, being eroded."
"But you can arch in the bright sky when all the grass, all the flowers, and all the birds look up to you."
"The same goes for you. What makes me bright will also brighten you, and the splendid words given to me will be given to you too."
"Please enlighten me. Please take me to wherever you go. I'll do whatever you want me to do."
"I'll go nowhere. I'm always with you. Those who live with me always follow me and never go out of existence. Soon you'll lose sight of me, because the sun is now in the distance. The birds have flown away towards the east. I must say goodbye to you."
A whistle rang sharply in the train station. The ampelopsis cried to the rainbow,
"Mr. Rainbow, please take me. Please never leave me alone."
The rainbow seemed to have smiled at the ampelopsis, but it was all so vague. At last, the rainbow perfectly disappeared. butcher birds were chirping so noisily that a skylark soared and started singing, a bit out of tune.